Hello, welcome to the Retail Success Club podcast. All right, I have major butterflies about recording this episode. This is by far the most important podcast episode I have ever recorded. We're going to talk about the makings of a million-dollar brand, and there is going to be so much juicy, great information in here. So I really want you to focus. Grab yourself a coffee, a Diet Coke, a glass of water, whatever it is. Grab a notebook and a pen, or just take some mental notes and save this episode, because this is one you're going to want to listen to over and over again. Before we get into today's podcast, I want to spill the tea on our brand new membership called Trendsetter, launching on May 1. This is the place where you will learn everything you need to know to step into your million-dollar era as a boutique owner, as a brand owner. You'll learn how to create content that works for you constantly in the background so you can actually get sales from your content 24/7. You'll learn the sales strategy it takes to multiply your income so you can start stacking sales and create massive momentum. You'll learn the mindset you're going to need and who you need to become to step into your million-dollar era. And you will have an incredible community of women going through the same journey. So anytime you need support, you'll have a community-led home base you can go to seek out guidance, celebrate wins, and cheer each other on. We will be dropping new trainings every month inside Trendsetter. We also have weekly content prompts to help you with your content glow up that you can just plug and play right into your business. We host happy hour every Wednesday where I'll pop in and do a mini training, mini podcast, and more. So I want to invite you inside right now. Just head to imatrendsetter.com. That's our mantra inside. Visit imatrendsetter.com. I'll pop the link in our show notes too, and I can't wait to see you inside. I'm going to break down what I believe are the two most important things you need to have in order to build a million-dollar brand. And when I think about when I started, 10 years ago, and I think about what it took for me to get to that place of making, a million-dollar brand. I have multiple six- and seven-figure businesses in the retail industry, in the exact industry that you want to grow in. And when I look back and think about my journey and where I started and how I got here and how I just feel like, you know what? I'm honestly a little bit peeved, excuse my French, that I didn't have someone that I could go to or listen to or learn from back in the day. Because when I started 10 years ago, remember, Instagram was barely a thing. TikTok certainly was not around. We were on our Facebook pages in the wild, wild west of social media, just throwing up whatever we did. We had no strategies. We were just throwing up posts, hoping for the best. And we actually did pretty good back in the day. I'm not going to lie. For those of us that were around then, you remember, it was pretty easy to move product. But wow, how things have changed over the past several years. So I say that to say that it's really, you're living in an amazing time right now. It's the golden age of information where you can just binge TikTok, you can binge podcasts, you can learn about business. I had no business experience when I started. So I was literally just out here flying blind trying to figure out how to build a retail business with no experience. So please just be so thankful that you are in this time where you could just go to your phone, search for a business podcast, search for, a way to improve your brand, and boom, podcasts and resources just pop up. So it's pretty awesome. But yeah, it does annoy me a little bit because I feel like I would have been so much farther along if I just had some more information back in the day. So anyways, I really feel like it's my mission here to mentor and help coach the next wave of women that are ready to build their million-dollar brands, their million-dollar boutiques. That is what I feel in my heart is just, it's just my purpose right now. And so I take it very seriously. I think about you literally 24/7. All of my students are so amazing. I'm just I wake up every morning and I just think, God, these women are just so great. They're such hard workers. They're such go-getters. They're trailblazers. They are making things happen. And I just love watching them grow and transform in all of our programs. So if you are in one of my programs, hello, I love you. I see you. You are doing great. And so let's get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. I'm going to talk about the two superpowers that I believe you need to have in order to build a million-dollar brand. The first one, y'all, it may sound a little woo-woo to you, and that's fine, but I'm telling you, you cannot build a million-dollar brand without this. The first thing is your mindset. Your mindset will be one of your biggest key components in driving your success. So the reason why it's so important is because you have to believe that you can do it. You will not build a million-dollar brand if you don't think you can. Remember, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. Okay? I want you to really think about that. So whether you think you can do it or you think you can't do it, either way, you're going to be right because your mind is so powerful, it's going to believe whatever you tell it. And when it comes to mindset, what I want you to understand too and to know is that mindset is not something that you just naturally are super aware of and like super focused and honed in on what type of mindset you need to have to build a million-dollar business. It's just something that you have to learn and flex that muscle just like anything else in business. You have to practice or even be a little, as the kids say, delulu right now, thinking that you are going to be one of the 1 to 2% out there that's going to actually build a million-dollar business. And I know you are. Because see, the thing about these superpowers that I'm going to talk about in this episode is these are not accessible to you. You can totally do this. The thing that makes it so cool about listening to this podcast is now you're going to know exactly which superpowers you need so you can be like, oh yeah, Allie told me this is one of the most important things I need to do if I want to grow my business. So let me spend my time, my effort, my energy, my money on honing in on these superpowers and making them extraordinary. And your mindset is going to be one of those. You have to believe in yourself. You have to keep your word to yourself. You have to show up when you say you're going to show up for your business. You can't check out just because you don't feel like it. You have to press on no matter what, whether your social media is popping off or whether you feel totally invisible, whether you're getting sales every single day or you're not getting a sale for a week. It doesn't matter. No matter what, you have to have the mindset that you're in it for the long haul. You're creating something big. You're creating something magical. And not everybody does it because it's not hard to get this kind of mindset. It's not hard, but it's just something that people don't work on. And so they end up quitting too early before they even give themselves a chance to get in the game because they are focused on other things. Things that will exhaust you, things that will overwhelm you. For example, the color of your buy now button, it doesn't matter. The font color, it doesn't matter. Like in the big picture, we need to focus on these two important things. And number one, again, is going to be your mindset. It's actually funny. I just had one of my students inside the Sales Lab. The Sales Lab is a 3-month group mentorship program where you work closely with me on your content strategy, your sales strategy, but also like just embodying and empowering you as a CEO and as a business owner. And she said something funny the other day in our chat. She was like, I didn't realize that the Sales Lab would also be like a therapy session. And it's true because there's so many ups and downs when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a business owner, and having that support system like we do in the Sales Lab, like all the amazing women in there supporting each other and cheering each other on. And I'm there to help guide you and steer you in the right direction. It is almost like having a therapy session because you can kind of unload whatever you're thinking and whatever you're feeling. And it's like, yeah, we've been there too. We got you. Like, don't worry. There's light on the other side of that tunnel. So you may feel like you are in such a hard place and you can't figure something out and it's just like eating away at you. But then we're here to tell you, listen, just keep on keeping on because been there, done that. And once you get through that hurdle, once you get to the other side, the world is going to feel like such an easier place when it comes to whatever you were trying to tackle. So yeah, Inside the Sales Lab, I feel like I want to change the name, by the way, because this is so me, like just wanting to continue to work on and tweak things. Because yes, the Sales Lab, we do go hard on strategy. Like I am so hardcore about strategy, and I'll talk more about that as this podcast episode goes on. But it's really like all encompassing, not just the strategy, but also your mindset, who you are as a business owner and how you show up and what kind of mindset you have and your energetics and your embodiment of what it takes to actually become that person. And I'm telling you this from someone who's already been there, done that. Like, I know that this is what it takes in order to build a million-dollar brand. This is such a huge piece of the puzzle. And it's something that a lot of women don't really put enough thought or energy into, and they just get so bogged down with so many small, minute details. And I'm not talking about toxic positivity where you're like, oh, the world is just all rainbows and sunshine. No, but what I am talking about is having a tough, strong mindset that's going to allow you to push through no matter what the case, no matter what situation you're delivered. Like you're essentially building an army of yourself that you're just like stacking them up. And you're just ready to roll and ready to tackle whatever is in front of you. And when you can build this superpower and when you can really refine it, oh my gosh, it is just, you are just a force to be reckoned with. You just really start to get good at honing in on your mindset and building mental strength and mental toughness. So yes, your mindset, building that superpower. And remember, again, this is not something that you're just going to naturally show up with as a brand new business owner, or even if you've been in the game for like 3 to 4 years and you've never worked on your mindset before, welcome to your new favorite thing. Because when you take care of your mind, you take care of everything else. There are a lot of things that go into having the right mindset. And one of the biggest things is self-care. Waking up and saying, how can I start my day to make sure that my cup is filled up first? Before I pour my energy into everything else, let me make sure that I have enough in my cup to even pour from. And I know you've probably heard that analogy before, but it's so true. You have to do something in the morning that fills up your cup. So whether that's a quiet 10 minutes, whether that's going for a walk, whether it's making sure you're having a good breakfast and like giving yourself a minute to just collect your thoughts and just chill out. And just not wake up in that anxiety-ridden place of like, how am I going to get a sale today? What can I do? Like popping out of bed already just in pure state of anxiety. That's not the mindset that's going to build a sustainable business. That mindset's going to burn you out, and it's going to burn you out fast, my friend. So let's focus on getting good at your superpower that is your mindset. Let's talk about your second superpower now. This one is really freaking good because it's really freaking important. This is marketing. Okay, so your first superpower you want to hone in on and get good at is your mindset. The second superpower you need to have in order to make a million-dollar brand a reality is your marketing. As the CEO and owner of your business, your most important job is going to be how you can have the best marketing humanly possible. Now, remember, when I started my business, I had nowhere to turn when it came to learning marketing. I had no experience with marketing. It just sounded like a corporate buzzword. It just sounded like mumbo jumbo. I was like, okay, marketing, whatever. I don't even know what that is. Who cares? I don't need to know. That was a huge mistake, because when you learn marketing, that is the secret to blowing up your sales, hands down. Like, you have to learn everything there is to know about marketing and what it means and why it's so important for your business. So just to give you like a quick little lesson about marketing, how you're relaying the value of what you're selling to the world. So how are you relaying the value of what you're selling? How are you telling the world that what you have is valuable? For example, we know there is a million different ways you can sell a dress. You can sell a pair of jeans. You can sell accessories. But what's going to take you to that million-dollar mark where you are just crushing the competition is going to be, how do you market better than anybody else? How do you show up better than anybody else online? And I'm talking about within your specific niche. You need to be known for that specific thing. And I think when it comes to marketing, again, a lot of business owners in the beginning just don't really understand how important that is. And they just think, okay, you know what? I'm going to show up on TikTok. I'm going to make a couple videos. I'm going to sell out all my product. I'm going to go viral right away. Everything's going to be so great and so easy because I've seen that happen before and that's going to happen to me and all the things. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, that it just does not work that way. And it is a hard lesson that we all have to learn when we show up online and we start selling our products and we think it's going to be easy peasy. And boy, oh boy, do we run straight into that wall of what the heck am I doing here? I have no plan. I have no content strategy. I'm just kind of looking around like maybe I'll try this on and make a video about it. But you really don't know what it actually takes to sell product online. That can be an eye-opening experience. And what that comes down to is getting good at marketing. And you can get good at marketing. You can learn what it has to take, but all you have to do is just invest your time and energy into learning it. Watching people that have already done what you want to do. That is one thing I'm going to implore. Like, I just want you to learn how to build a million-dollar brand from someone that's done it. Because when you've done it, you look behind you. You can look over your shoulder and say, oh, those were all the important pieces that I had to do in order to build this brand. It wasn't all this random ass stuff that I let overwhelm me at different points in my career. Like if I could have just honed in on focused on the most important things, like I'm teaching you in this podcast episode, by the way, then things would have happened so much faster and so much easier. And it would have been more fun because I would have known exactly how to put my energy. I would have gotten, you know, I wouldn't have gotten burnt out. I wouldn't have gotten frustrated. I would have just like been like, boom, this is what it takes. Okay, let's go. But I even know, like, even though I'm telling you right now that this is what it takes, sometimes you still will get sidetracked and be like, oh, well, let me go look over here and see what's going on. Like, maybe I need to do this. And no, I'm telling you, stay the course. Okay. So it's really these two superpowers that are the making of a million-dollar brand. It's your mindset. And it's your marketing. When you get good at those two things, watch the freaking floodgates open. You will not even recognize your business or yourself because it is so transformational. When you can align those two things and you can get rolling with it and you can get good at it. And this is exactly what we work on inside the sales lab. It's so amazing. Like I mentioned in the beginning, just watch my students learn how to become the most incredible business owners, CEOs, level up as women in general, just who they are, how they show up for their lives, their energy, their excitement, their enthusiasm. And then also, of course, the freaking strategy. Because again, you can't have one without the other. You have to have the right mindset, but you also have to be able to take the right action. So please, I hope you save this episode, come back, listen to it often. I could talk about this for a million zillion years, but I try to keep these episodes like 15 to 20 minutes. So you can like go out, pop on your earbuds. Is that what they're called? Earbuds? Earbuds. Oh, Lordy. I don't have any. I just am like old school with the headphones here. You know, that comes free with the iPhone. That's what I'm using. But yeah, so just pop in your earbuds. Is that what it's called? AirPods. I don't freaking know. Anyways, just listen to this episode while you're on a walk, while you're driving, while you're commuting. Like listen to it several times. But remember, take care of yourself. Wake up every day. If there's anything you hear from this episode, it's please include self-care in your daily habits because The people that are like multi-million dollar, billion dollar brands that own the freaking industries they're in, that is priority number one. And because they know that in order to make decisions and to have these, you know, big time businesses, they have to have their minds right. So please, if anything, just, you know, give yourself some me time every single day, okay? Love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And please, if you do and you liked it, share it on your stories on Instagram. Tag me. I love seeing and hearing from y'all. This podcast is like very popular amongst the Retail Success Club peoples. So thank you so much for listening and we will chat next time. Bye-bye.